Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as I try to impress Kelly with my burnout skills.
Not successful.
And is it just a good midlife crisis that our listener is benefiting from, or is there more?
Cheater, 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 cheater.
It's Can't Beat Kelly, and she's up for a match.
Plus some amazing feel goods and TBT. Enjoy your Thursday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Let me be the first to wish you a happy National Roadkill Day.
Great. I'm so glad we have a day dedicated to celebrating that.
Don't worry if you haven't made plans yet. We have you covered with a new service.
What's wrong, Linda?
It's National Roadkill Day, and I haven't hit anything in weeks. What will I feed the kids?
True.
Oh, wow.
You should try Uber Streets, the only service that delivers fresh roadkill right to your front door.
Wow, who knew that was an option?
Wait, is that the Himalayan stew?
Mm.
Really? How does it work?
Simple. Download the app, then pick from a menu of raccoon, squirrel, possum, or rabbit.
Mm. Great, but I could do without the extra gravel.
No problem. With Uber Streets, you can also pick the type of road your roadkill comes from.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so many choices.
So convenient.
Dirt, paved, asphalt, or West Virginia.
Wow, Jan. I owe you big time.
Hey, just save me a bite of armadillo.
Oh. Uber Streets. Eating good thanks to someone's hood.
Aw, see?
That
see, now you have
is
options.
A catchy tagline.
Now you have options.
And West Virginia is its own category.
It is. It is. You
that
know what? Kentucky
special.
Didn't make the list.
I'm upset about that. I felt like we probably have some fine roadkill cuisine
but, you
possibilities
know,
in the state.
It makes you feel maybe a little hoity-toity if you're getting it imported from West Virginia, you know?
Imported from West. This is imported Himalayan rabbit. Himalayan in the road.
Himalayan in the road.
Absolutely.
That's right. So, happy National Roadkill Day. What's the last thing you hit with your car?
I've never hit an animal.
You never have?
No. And my husband is a turtle saver. He has saved, and I've witnessed, 9 turtles.
Yeah, I have saved turtles, too. You have to be careful when you're saving them that they're not snapping turtles because
you
got to grab them way back because they have long necks and they will bite you.
They can reach.
Yeah.
And you can't reason with them.
I've saved the squirrels. I mean, I've saved the turtles, but I know I've hit raccoons.
Ooh.
And it's one of those things where I remember my wife was pregnant in the passenger seat, and I saw and I missed the first one that ran by.
Ooh.
But
Little buddy wasn't so lucky. Oh no!
But his partner didn't quite make it.
Oh, that's tragic.
And my wife was like, "What did you just kill with the car?" And I was like,
"It was him or us."
Yeah. I almost hit a deer. And I remember this.
That'll mess
because,
you up a
because
bit.
It was yeah, it was late at night and it was foggy.
Yep.
And it flashed in front of my car.
Oh.
Like I saw it at the very last second and it like I don't know how the deer and I didn't collide.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I have had almost with some deer.
Yeah.
Out where we live too. Yeah. I had to slam on the brakes twice.
I did see another car hit a deer one time.
Ooh.
And you know, we were
that's
on.
That's kind of traumatizing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we were on 71 in Oldham County. And, you know, we saw the deer coming up over the hill. And we're like, don't do it. And then it just continued to run across the highway. And the car in front of us clipped it. And we're like, oh no. Yeah. So.
Did they stop or just keep going?
They stopped.
Okay.
They stopped to check everything out. I mean, what are you going to do with the deer?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, but they're, I think, just checking out their car. But yeah, today, National Roadkill Day. So hopefully you don't hit anything today.
Or?
But if you do.
If you do.
there's dinner options.
There's tasty. Dinner options.
I hope there's someone who just moved to Kentucky who's listening to this right now.
They're like, going, it's everything they said it was.
Where did I move?
It's everything they said it was going to be.
You know? You know, once you get past the smell, skunk ain't too bad. Did I go too far?
A little.
Okay.
A little. A little too jarring for my brain to process right now.
You just looked at me, blank stare. Is he serious?
Sometimes you do literally take all the words out of my brain.
Yeah, thanks.
That was one of those times.
Thank you. Sometimes you have a chance encounter, but you're not in the frame of mind or spot to follow up, maybe get a name or number. So what do you do?
You do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
Love at first mugshot. Out the gate, you already know, right? You already know.
All right.
Woman for man.
Sure.
Okay, I know this is a long shot. Pun intended.
Pun intended?
I don't know. Maybe she's making an assumption already.
Shot? Yeah, I don't know.
But here it goes. I was at the bar last night, minding my own business, slamming a cold one, lining up a bullseye on the dartboard. The TV above the bar was on mute, and suddenly there you were.
Oh.
Your mugshot.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't know what you did. Could be Grand Theft Auto. Could be overdue library books. I won't judge, but hot dang! That face of yours. That face tattoo of yours. Sorry. That face tattoo of yours really brought out the sparkle in your eyes. Mommy like.
Are you kidding me?
Fun facts about me. I'm 55 years young, black hair, keep in shape, but I'm soft enough to be comfortable.
Oh, okay.
I got a tattoo of my own.
Oh.
But I only show it to the lucky fellas, winky face.
Hey there.
A beer in one hand and a dart in the other is basically my love language.
All right.
I've been single for over a decade.
Oh.
And honestly, I'm ready to risk it all for love.
Okay.
Or at least for someone who looks good in a mugshot. Hi there. Listen, we all make mistakes.
Sure.
Yours just happened to get broadcast on the 65-inch above the bar during happy hour.
Okay.
If you're reading this and you're ready for a woman who knows how to handle your pool stick and a six-pack.
Your pool stick? Okay.
Reply with what your face tattoo says.
Says?
So I know it's really you.
Wow.
Yeah. We're lowering our standards a little
bit. Yeah, you know, she's been in the game for a while.
She's been in the game for a little bit. Yeah. P.S. If you did steal something, I hope it was a heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you've stolen mine.
Okay. Wow. Bar rats need love, too.
I kind of need to know what the face tattoo says.
We're all invested now.
What does it say? Wow. Do we think she's getting a little desperate?
If she's shooting her shot with guys that are...
A mugshot?
On TV.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Craigslist Missed Connection.
What a story to tell the kids, though, right?
Yeah. Man for woman, my angel in shorts and boots. You probably don't remember me. Mostly because we never actually met.
Probably. That's a good point.
Good start.
All right.
But today around 2:15, you delivered my monogrammed robe to my house.
Oh.
Yes, I ordered a robe with my initials on it. Don't judge. It's classy.
Bougie.
I was stuck at work, staring at the back of Barb's head for the 7th hour in a row. She's a big cat mug collection gal, if that gives you a visual.
Gosh. Cubicle.
When I got a notification on my phone.
Yeah.
Doorbell camera.
Nice.
I opened it up. Suddenly, the fluorescent haze of office life parted, and there you were. Shorts, boots, vest.
All right.
And a glow like an angel who somehow also carries cardboard boxes.
Wow.
In a burst of bravery, I tried to talk to you through the doorbell, Mac. I realize now my comment, "You look hot," might have come across poorly.
Okay, I'm taking she didn't take that as a compliment.
I mean, what I meant was it was like 89 degrees out and you were out lugging my robe up the stairs.
And I appreciate you.
I was just trying to make small talk, not catcall you.
Could have said thank you.
Yeah, could have.
For delivering my package.
Sure. You didn't respond. You just gave a little hop down the stairs, which, by the way, the cutest hop I've ever seen.
Sure.
You vanished.
Yeah, because she had other deliveries to make.
Yeah, you left me questioning everything about my life choices. I don't want to seem desperate, but I've considered ordering a treadmill, a chainsaw.
What?
Lifetime supply of toilet paper just to increase the odds of seeing you again.
That's an odd little shopping list.
Or you could save me some credit card debt and just reply to this. If you do.
She does not know what you look like at all.
Nope. I'll gladly model the robe for you. Oh, initials and all.
That's very presumptuous.
Signed the guy who didn't mean to flirt with the doorbell.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, whether you're looking for the mugshot guy who you saw at the bar.
We have lowered our standards just a little.
Listen.
It's been over a decade.
It's been a decade. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know what?
She's.
I think I've been too picky.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I just got to knock it down a couple pegs there. Or you're looking for that angel who's delivering you your monogrammed robe.
She's got a good job.
That's right.
Right? She works hard.
One thing, and that, my friends, is Craigslist Missed Connection. All right. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Right. Look. I understand sometimes you just want to try to impress the opposite sex, right?
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to impress girls by doing burnouts at a red light, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
But there's more.
Oh.
28-year-old Juan, he's in Florida. He was caught doing a burnout at a red light on a traffic camera. The problem, the bigger problem... He was drunk.
Oh, yeah. No, double whammy.
Yeah, cops definitely noticed. Now, Juan didn't do the burnout because he was hammered. He told police he was trying to impress girls.
He's like, you know what I mean, right? You guys get it.
Now, look, you're a girl.
I'm a girl.
Would you be impressed?
1,000% no. However.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like.
However, I feel like there are some girls that might be.
Are we overthinking the impressive nature of a burnout at a traffic light?
Nope. That's not going to turn my eye in a good way.
Yeah. So the only good news really in this is the cops probably wouldn't have noticed Juan if he hadn't.
Ooh.
Done that, and they heard him revving his engine.
Yeah.
Which means he could have, you know, continued driving and stuff like that, but they were able to stop him, and he was charged with DUI, among some other things.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Neither one of those things
is
impressive to women. Pro tip.
Oh, wow. Look at him. Okay. All right. Look at him.
He's a great guy.
He loves his car.
Uh-huh.
And wants to show me how fast his car is when it's standing still.
Like, what kind of quality is that demonstrating?
Yeah,
that you're hoping the ladies are going to notice.
Yeah. I want to know the silly way that a person has tried to, like, impress you.
Did it work?
Yeah, did it work? That's a key, too. Like, were you sitting at a stoplight?
Did a burnout work for you?
When Juan came and did a burnout,
maybe,
and you're like...
Maybe it worked for a buddy, and
you know,
he said,
what?
Okay, that's the secret sauce.
That's right. This is how I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah.
From this moment on.
This is where I've been failing. I just haven't done this yet.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories. Silliest way a person's tried to impress you on the way on 997DJX. Silliest way a person's tried to impress you as for like a date or something. It's 997DJX. Was it a burnout? I mean, Kelly, is that going to impress you?
No.
100%
no.
Stephanie texts in and says, I'm not sure if this is silly, but in high school, guy I was dating pulled his manhood out just while we were casually talking.
I'm sorry,
and said
what?
He thought I just wanted to see it.
No one ever wants to see that.
That's like getting the pictures texted to you.
We don't
want
to see that either.
Right. That's not going to. So anyways.
Pro tip, guys, that'll never work.
So he's my husband now.
No. No, that story never ends that way.
Nope, didn't work out for her.
Oh, wow.
Rebecca said, a guy once told me he could cook, then proudly made me boxed mac and cheese without draining the noodles. Neon orange soup, LOL. Anyway, we've been married for 5 years now.
It
worked. I love it.
It worked. I just need you to try.
I just need to see effort. That's all I need. I just need to see some effort.
Points for effort.
What's the silliest way a person has tried to impress you?
No, this might work on me.
Oh.
Aaron said one time a date tried to impress me by doing magic tricks at dinner.
Oh, wow.
That's unique.
Yes, that is. Kind of like the Phil Dunphy of Modern Family.
Yes, however, he accidentally set the napkin on fire trying to make it disappear.
Oh.
He hadn't worked it all out yet.
He hadn't perfected it yet. Hadn't perfected it yet. That's good.
Okay.
There are more responses to this than I ever thought. That's kind of funny. Silliest way a person's tried to impress you. Tim said, I once had a girlfriend who tried to impress me with her parkour skills.
Oh, my gosh.
Parkour!
Like, jumping all over the place.
Yeah, jumped off a picnic table, sprained her ankle, had to hop back to the car. Oh no.
That didn't work out the way she wanted.
No. That's funny. Like, how does that come up?
I don't know. That is the most...
guess what I can do.
What's the most random skill you have? Go.
Parkour.
Okay, let's see.
How's that even come up? That is hysterical.
Hannah said this guy flexed on me once by saying he could totally handle spicy food.
Oh.
I don't know if he thought that was going to impress me or what, but anyway, two bites into hot wings. He was sweating, crying, and chugging beer straight from the pitcher.
I don't think it worked out for them.
No.
That's funny.
That's cute, though.
We'll get to a couple more, but... Hey, look, you know what? When you're just trying to like show your, you're trying to show off.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, look at what I can do.
Yes. Look, I have a special skill set. Blake said, I had a girl once who claimed she only drives stick shift because it's hotter.
Oh, okay.
So like a gentleman, I let her drive and it became obvious this was not true when she stalled my car 5 times, just leaving her driveway. Ha ha. Yeah, she's now my wife.
Apparently she does know how to drive stick.
Maybe that was a euphemism.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe. That was not a literal statement.
Maybe that was more with a wink sort of statement. That's funny. You know what? Put a ring on it.
We did.
We'll get to one more here from Alicia. Dude at a party was hitting on me, bragged he could...
Oh, no.
Bragged he could drink a gallon of milk in under 10 minutes.
Like, that's going to be impressive?
I'm telling you, this could probably work on our afternoon girl, Emily.
Oh, 1,000%.
She's a big fan of milk.
She's a rabid fan of milk.
Yeah, anyways, Alicia said, bragged he could drink a gallon of milk in under 10 minutes. Why he thought this would make me fall in love with him, I'm still not sure.
Yes, that is my point. Like, this was your party trick?
About halfway through before puking all over the kitchen. Romance, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Listen, you never try something. You're not sure how your body's going to react.
Guess what I can do? I bet I'm going to impress you.
Here, hold my beer.
Hold my beer while I grab this gallon of milk.
Chug this milk. sounds like a hold my beer moment.
Gallon of milk.
Don't do that, though.
Oh, my gosh. Natalie, one more slipping in here. There was a guy who had a crush on me when I was like 11, 12 years old. Every day he told me. And one day, walking home from school, he shouted out his mom's van, I was evil, the whole way down the street.
Oh, the tables turned when she did not return his affections?
Or he thought just play hard to get and she'll like you more.
Right. You're evil. I love you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, then.
That worked.
I love you.
All right,
what a bad boy.
What a bad boy. Yeah, maybe he heard.
In your mom's van.
Chicks really dig a bad boy. All right. What's bad? All right, I'll tell her she's evil.
I didn't see the strategy there.
No.
It didn't sound like it worked.
All right, hey, thanks for the stories. 99.7 DJX. We do group therapy every day. Let's get to some.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Heather, in quotes, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I want to ask you something, but before I do, I want to preface this by saying that my husband is a good man and a wonderful father.
Okay, now let's hear it.
When we first started dating, he was very flirty, hands-on. Mm-hmm. That continued into marriage.
Sure.
But once we had kids, it kind of faded.
Yeah.
That happens, I get it. It was like we were roommates living together.
Mm.
I still loved him very much, just figured this is what marriage looks like after kids.
Mm.
But he turned 40 a couple of months ago, and it was like a switch flipped. He's flirty with me every single day.
Okay.
He's fun. He's the man I married. I also noticed he was losing weight. He's more in shape than he was on our wedding day.
Wow.
He became the perfect person overnight, and I'm not exactly sure why. I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
I'm just confused by it.
Yeah.
Is there something I'm missing? I even jokingly said, okay, what's this other woman's name? And he laughed and said there was no one else.
All right.
I have one really good friend who's warning me that this new man is for someone else and to be suspicious.
Mm.
Now, I've never had a reason to doubt him before, but she's kind of gotten into my head. This is good news, right? Men can spontaneously flip the switch for their wives, right?
If you've never had a reason to doubt him, then tell your friends to take a long walk off a short pier.
Yes, I am always more inclined to default
to... Trust your spouse.
Yes, trust your spouse.
Yeah, that's the person that you're with day in and day out.
You know him better than anybody.
Right.
So for some friend who is not in your household watching him and your relationship every single day of your marriage, how are you going to believe what they're saying over what you know of him? Unless he's starting to like slip out and take secret phone calls, and you're,
yeah,
like,
I was gonna say, if there's other things
that's suspicious,
yeah, if there's other things other than the hey, I'm taking care of my body now,
yes,
type of thing.
Well, both my husband and I are kind of like get to the point where we understand we have to start making more of an effort than maybe we had to in the past.
Good.
If we need to have more energy, what did you just say? Good.
No, I'm sorry. I thought I said that in my head. No, you look great, Kelly.
Wow.
You look great. You look great. You don't need to do anything. You look great.
What I was saying was that when you get to a certain age,
okay,
like metabolism starts to slow down.
Sure.
Your energy level is lower. You have to start working.
Yeah, you got to work harder.
Yes. Trying to hang on to your youth, just keep up with kids and your life and all the things. Like, we're kind of there. We're like, we know we need to dedicate more time to trying to take
better
care
ourselves.
Of ourselves. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it could be just that. Like, and 40 is a milestone.
When you
start
to
feel like middle age creeping in and you start to freak out and be like, oh, I gotta do more.
Yeah, what am I doing?
To hang on to my youth.
40 and all of a sudden you gotta have everything figured out. You're like, oh, wait, what? You know, and so.
Yeah, that was a big one for me. I was kind of like, oh, oof. You know, that I think for most people, hitting the big 4-0 is kind of like a
For me,
gut punch a little
bit. Was. I've been a runner for a long time, but like I noticed that I
started to hurt more.
Yes, but I started to do more and pay more attention to it when my daughter got into it. And so, so then now it's like a little bit of a shared interest and all that. So
Dr. Aaron's rolling in. Be suspicious. He's got Riz now and he's showing off for someone. Of course, I've been cheated on and I'm jaded.
Oh,
I know.
There are a lot of people who are chiming in on text that are like, be suspicious, be suspicious, be suspicious.
Beth is like, maybe it's for himself. He turned 40 and instead of wallowing and heading into old age, he wanted to get well and feel better and be healthy, that improves your mood too.
Do we want to hear the stories of people that were like, yeah, he got fit and then I found out?
We don't want to lead the conversation into that direction. How about because she's asking, hey, guys can do this just for their wives, right? We want to hear those stories.
Okay.
Like, it's true that you can just be wanting to better yourself for you and your spouse, and there doesn't have to be any other motivating
factor. There doesn't have to be
factor.
Anything salacious behind the scenes. It could just literally be...
God, Trina. Cheating, girl. He's cheating.
Okay, all right. We're going to get some of these stories coming up, all right? We're going to try to tamp down some of the flames that have been...
Trina, you're not helping!
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Here's some of your stories coming up. If there's one good thing that's coming from this group therapy, is that we are hearing a lot of success stories. So Heather, little worried because her husband, when he turned 40, all of a sudden flipped a switch and is like working out, looking better. He's fit. And she's reaping the benefit.
He looks better than he did on their wedding day.
Yeah, exactly. But then she's got a girlfriend or girlfriends kind of in her ear going,
who's he doing that for?
Yeah, yeah. And she even jokingly said,
What's her name?
And he's like, no one.
See, Taylor says on text, I just want to hug her. Don't listen to whatever everyone has to say. Trust your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bleed on someone who didn't cut you by asking about the other woman. Maybe he just wanted to better himself and your relationship. Don't let people tell their horror stories. But then there are a lot of horror stories running in.
There are some horror stories. But before we get to that, Catherine, thank you for hanging on. What's your take?
So my husband is 43, and about the same time when he turned 40, he started getting more into fitness. And in the past year, he actually started running ultra marathons.
Wow.
This man could not cheat on me if he wanted to. Like, he is the most loyal person, and I trust him with everything in me. And truly to goodness, I think he just did it for himself.
Did you have peanut gallery in the wings that were like, oh, you better watch out?
No, not at all. Like, I don't know who these friends are. These are not friends,
right,
by the way.
Right.
These are haters. Okay? And so it's like, just because you can't trust your man doesn't mean I can't trust mine.
True.
Very good point.
Yeah.
All right. Catherine, we needed to hear from you.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Benjamin's like, did I miss something? Why is it so unfathomable that someone would want to get healthy, to feel better or look better, simply just to improve their self-confidence? I'm confused. Sounds like these friends are toxic.
Listen, Trina has been blowing us up on text. That girl that you just talked to, he's definitely cheating on her. It's always these "you would never cheat on me" ones.
What has happened to Trina? Do you need a hug?
I was going to say, Trina, you've been hurt. She says, if they talked about it together and he's doing it, that's a different story. But going from one extreme to the other, he's cheating. He's
cheating.
Those of us saying it are saying it from experience. He's cheating. He's cheating.
Okay.
I hate to be right.
All right. Okay. But Brittany says, I turned 40 and took a birthday trip to Las Vegas with our closest friends. After we got back, I realized I wanted to make some changes for myself and be healthier and set a good example for my kids. I joined Weight Watchers, lost 85 pounds. And living my best life.
Yay.
No other man was involved. Still happily in love with my husband. She said my husband's friends told him to be leery that there was another man involved. And it just really upset me that the first thing people go to is cheating. Luckily, we have a strong marriage. And he knew I was doing it for me.
Swifty Kim shared, my husband having an affair. But on the other hand, he's lost weight, started gym going, got a haircut, dresses better, and is out of the house more. And she's taught him how to make love. Thanks, Hannah.
No. John says,
hey, you know what? On one hand, he's cheating. On the other hand,
there are benefits. John says this is a midlife change, and he's rediscovered what makes him happy. Good for you both. Number two, your friend is a pot stirrer. Number three, never tell a U.S. Coast Guard investigator to take a long walk off a short dock. They don't find that funny.
Oh, I said that, didn't
you
I?
You did.
I said she needs to tell her friends to take a long walk off
a short dock, yeah.
I said pier.
Short pier.
There is differences.
Okay. All right.
So
we got a little mixed bag.
There is a little bit of a mixed bag, but
yes.
I'm still landing on the, if you trust your husband and he hasn't given you a reason to not trust him, enjoy it.
Yes. Reap the rewards and maybe join him in it. Do this, maybe jump in, both of you together, in making yourselves better people.
I do like all
being
the
healthier.
I do like all the guys that are chiming in going, like Derek, I started working out 2.5 years ago. I'm 41 now. Did it for me. Did it for my hot wife. Did it for my kids. I feel great. Great me. Is it better for my family?
See, yes.
Yes. I mean,
it could be a Derek.
Yes. A bunch of guys are chiming in going, hey, you know what? I did it for myself. To be around for my kids and all that stuff.
Tony the welder, I'm turning 40 this year. Girl, chill. Your man's trying to better himself.
Lisa said, I was married to a guy who accused me of cheating every time I worked out.
Oh, wow.
Every time I read a book. Every time I got new clothes.
Oh, wow.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Don't do that to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
that's a good
something you do together.
Right. That's a good point. So just drown out the naysayers and just be like, hey, Let's enjoy this new body of yours. in every way.
All right. Oh, my. Why did you hit Usher right now?
Huh? No.
You have it on a button?
I do have it
you
on
have
a button.
You have an Usher button?
Well, sometimes you just need an Usher button, right?
That's hilarious.
Hey. Why don't you just...
I've noticed something about you.
Take your shirt off. You've got a little spot of mustard on it. I could help you with that. Okay.
You have an Usher button. That's what I learned from the segment today.
All right. Well, hey.
This is great.
Good luck. I know there are, look, there are plenty of people that are saying, stay guarded. But
then
I'm
there are
saying.
Others that are like, this is normal. I did this for me too.
I'm
and you
saying.
You can be just doing it for yourself and your marriage.
Trust your husband. If he hasn't given you a reason to doubt him, then trust
1,000%.
That. All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Okay, time for Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to Brittany Collins from PRP. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi there. Brittany's got blackish hair, is 5'7", has only grown 2 inches since what, the fifth grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
You peaked early.
You I bet you were intimidating for guys.
My mom used to joke. She was like, oh, I'm going to have Shaq take her to prom. And then I topped out at 5'7".
Wow.
That's so great.
She is a professional face painter and musician. Love that for you.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
And is married. Okay. So here's how it works, Brittany. We are going to kick Kelly out of the room here in just a sec.
I'll go dance in the hallway.
Yep.
And entertain the salespeople.
That's right. Ask you 5 questions, pop culture knowledge. Bring Kelly back into the room. Ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right, then you can beat Kelly. If you tie or get less, then you cannot beat Kelly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's say bye to Kelly.
Okay,
bye, Kelly. Bye. All right. Let's wait until she gets out of the room. Okay, she's out of the room. Let's go. Question number one. Which reality show did Kristen Cavallari debut in? Cavallari.
Oh, wasn't that Laguna Beach?
Which major retailer is partnering with Taylor Swift for a midnight release of her latest album?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. Target?
The Grand Ole Opry announced that this pop star will make her Opry debut this year.
Oh my gosh, I feel bad. I haven't no idea. Kelly Clarkson? It's probably not her, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, which actor currently plays Spider-Man?
Oh, Tom Holland.
Which pop star completed the 2025 Berlin Marathon as Stead Sarandos? In under 3 hours.
Harry Styles.
Let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! Come on in! Kelly's on her way in. Here she goes.
How did we do? That felt like it was fast.
All right.
That felt like it was fast.
Brittany got 4 right.
Oh, I did?
Okay.
I panicked.
We got a game, sports fans.
We got a game, sports fans.
Lynette's saying, though, I would have gotten them all wrong.
Mm. Okay, so, she commented. All right, Brittany, here, you hang tight. We're going to ask Kelly the same 5 questions. Question number one, which reality show did Kristen Cavallari debut in?
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach is correct.
Okay.
You both got that right. You both got that right.
I never watched it. I was just aware.
Yep. Which major retailer is partnering with Taylor Swift for a midnight release of her latest album?
Target.
Target is correct.
Yes.
The Grand Ole Opry announced that this pop star will make her Opry debut this year.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter is correct. 7th. Yeah, I know. She said Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's the one you missed?
That was the one she missed, yeah.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Brittany, if she gets these two wrong,
you win.
Beat Kelly. And put a strike on her 7-0 record so
It'll
far.
It'll be a stain.
It'll be a
on
stain.
My record.
And she will forever bring shame upon not only her family, but on this radio station.
The radio station.
feelings. I don't want her to have a stain.
Brittany, oh, I don't have mixed feelings. I want you to beat her.
She's so sweet.
Which actor currently plays Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
I love him! And which pop star completed the 2025 Berlin Marathon as Stead?
Harry Styles, 5 for 5. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Man.
I wanted her to win.
No, you did not.
And I'm so
you
competitive
did not.
And it didn't allow me to lose.
You did not.
I figured if she was going to get the Harry Styles one.
Yeah,
yes, because I literally we did a story on that.
Earlier in the week.
I wrote the website blog. Yeah. So yeah.
You know what, Brittany? You have not brought shame to PRP.
No,
though.
You have not. You have brought pride
yes,
to that area.
That's
a
right.
Solid performance.
That's right. Hey, shout out your face painting business real quick.
Frankly, face painting.
There you go.
That's so
all right,
cute.
Cool.
I love it.
Hey, Brittany, before we let you go, we'll hook you up with a prize just for playing. We appreciate it, so hang tight. But before we let you go, we need you to do one thing. And that is, my name is Brittany, and I can't beat Kelly. Oh, hang on.
Did you just hang up on her? I might have
said, here, hang on a second, and then I just hung up on her. Here, hang on a second. I'm just going to put you on hold real quick. Hang up. Sorry, Brittany. I do that sometimes. These buttons are hard. I'm new here.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so
my
you need.
My name is Brittany, yep. And I can't beat Kelly.
All right,
but she almost
did.
That was solid.
Almost. Good
one
job, Brittany.
Five is nothing to sneeze
that's
at.
That's right. Hang tight. All right. This was fun.
Listen, when I rolled in here and you said she got 4 out of 5, my heart sank.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding?
Yep.
And I started to sweat.
That's right.
And I got all nervous.
I know.
Woo!
You live to fight another day. 8-0, Kelly.
Oh,
8-0. Can't beat Kelly.
I needed that.
You point up. I want to thank Jesus, and
blessed.
I want to thank my mom, and I want to thank... Yeah. All right, it's 99.7 DJ. We have feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a Kentucky couple, this is homegrown, London, Kentucky, just
right.
won $1.5 million
Look
with
at
a
that.
$20 wild cash 200 times Kentucky
nice.
Lottery scratch-off ticket.
Nice.
Now, they want to stay anonymous, but according to WKYT in Lexington, they have played the lottery for a long time, usually
mm-hmm.
bought tickets, though, at the counter, so this was a little break from the norm.
Okay.
But and after scratching off the first row of numbers, the man said he checked it 50 times just to make sure his eyes weren't
yeah,
bad.
For sure.
They took the lump sum of $1.25 million,
mm-hmm.
Ended up being $738,000 after taxes.
Not bad.
They're going to pay off their home and car, possibly
okay.
retire,
cool.
and they want to give back to the community in the form of little random acts of kindness.
Aw.
They said they want to do things like pay for an elderly couple's dinner
uh-huh.
or buy a toy for a kid in a store.
Nice.
Little things like that. So if you're in the London, Kentucky area... and you get blessed in this kind of a way, might be from the lottery winners of London.
Like that.
Yep. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
It's just Tawana Andrews.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Brought to you by Once Upon a Child.
Candace, call me.
By the way, be listening as we play Jesse McCartney. Because you'll be able to win tickets for Jesse McCartney.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's coming to the Palace on the 10th. So those tickets to win when you hear Jesse, J-Mac, if you will. J-Mac Attack, if you will. Lizzie rolls in. Hey, son Nolan's birthday.
He's 4.
He wants Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones or Crazy Train by Ozzy. Not going to do that.
Wow. Unexpected request.
Yep. Other kids want him, Hakuna Matata.
Henry's 5, yes.
Nope. Sorry. Not going to do that either.
Oh, dang it.
But Maddie, your Fireball, that's going to make the cut.
The 8-year-old. She's the oldest.
Yeah. She understands.
It makes sense.
She gets it. She understands.
Yes.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity.
Mr. Worldwide.
You know the roof on fire.
Mr. 305.
I love their playlist, however.
This is great. Alright, Throwback Thursday. That's a good one. Leave it to an 8-year-old to request Pitbull.
Absolutely. Maddie, high five.
Throwback Thursday. Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Scotty from Shelbyville sent this twice, so I think he's serious.
Oh.
How about Rihanna featuring Drake and Work for Throwback Thursday?
Oh, he wants Work? Okay, I guess we could do that. I was going to do What's My Name because I feel like that's better, but I guess.
Okay, so we'll play your request with some judgment.
Yeah, a little judgment. Just a little judgment. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Dr. Aaron,
bless her heart, we need to get something for her. She needs a little Britney Girl Power song. Give me more.
That's right.
Okay, absolutely.
I always love how Kelly forgets that's how this song starts every single time.
It always takes me by surprise.
She clutches her pearls just a little bit. Oh my.
Ow.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Sean was like, I forgot about TBT. Can I vote for some Afro Man?
Oh, all right. Your vote has been counted. Doesn't have enough votes to make it on the air, but all right, great. Thank you. This isn't democracy.
Okay. And Kelby just wants Kate to know that I love her no matter what.
Aw. Okay.
Kelby, what'd you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
What'd you do? He didn't have a certain request.
He didn't.
We're just going to go ahead
and
guess.
Just assuming. Kelby.
I don't know how I let this happen. It wasn't me? Is this appropriate?
I don't know if it's appropriate or not. Again, we're throwing assumptions here. Do we have an update on whether this is an appropriate request?
From Kelby.
Okay.
No!
Oh, okay.
I didn't do anything.
All right, good.
Okay, just... All right,
again, throwing assumptions. If you just leave it to question, we're going to question.
It was very vague, yes. Kelby. It was very vague.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Sarah rolls in. I just got honked at and had to flip the bird texting my request to y'all. So can we get some Young Money Bedrock? She earned it. She's listen! Try to listen to Ben and Kelly at TBT! You're a terrible driver! She got that good. Good song.
That's a good one.
Forgot about that one.
Forgot about it.
Yeah. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jessica rolls in, applying for a promotion in a couple days. Give me some motivation. Like, ooh. I don't know if she wants, like, Normani motivation, which technically is rolls in as 2019.
I don't know.
Like, this song?
I don't know if that's the same kind of motivation.
Is that is that what she was wanting, or was she just wanting something that was like motivating,
empowering? Maybe this I don't know.
Empowering. Okay, we'll do this then.
I don't know. This is
earn.
Promiscuous girls.
Earn.
Stop. This
what?
Is not on point. This is not how we're getting the promotion.
I'm saying
empowering, Ben.
This is empowering.
We're not climbing the ladder that way.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX.
Tattooed Mexican has a better motivating song for Jessica.
A better one?
A better one.
Okay.
This is not appropriate for how we climb the ladder and get the promotion.
What? Okay.
Baby, I got your money. Is that the name of the song?
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the... Yeah, but I'm not...
No?
I'll do this real quick.
Oh!
It's not it.
No.
No, I understand it's not it.
I got money.
Yeah. This is not ODB. It's Lil Wayne.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So it's a little bit of different.
This way, that way.
I can do this.
Oh yeah!
I know that's what you want.
There it is.
The pretty girls and the ugly ones too.
Yes.
Yes.
But not such you, a poet. Jessica. Not you.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow. This has gone bad to worse. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
That's a good one. Back on board.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Natalie, a.k.a. Rat-a-tat Nat, says, hey, can I get some Quad City DJs?
Rat-a-tat Nat. I love it.
I don't know if it's Rat-a-tat Nat or not.
I'm changing her number name. That's what I'm doing.
Congrats, Natalie. You're now Rat-a-tat Nat.
Rat-a-tat Nat.
Oh, shoot. We can do that, right?
Yeah, we are.
We can just rename you?
I just did.
All right, good. Throwback Thursday. What is this, a Jock Jams version of it?
I think so. I think so.
Jock Jams 2. Get it for a nickel when you buy 10 CDs.
That was great.
All right, what are we doing? You said you wanted one for
Renee? Yes, Bella and Renee.
Okay.
Want Pink Get the Party Started. Bella and BMP Dang It Studio. Want to invite everyone to the Tractor Supply on Preston Saturday for the Fall Fest.
Yeah, that's great. This is what I walked into my reception to.
Oh, really?
I did.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wife and I walked in as Pink starts playing.
Dance moves.
That's right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX.
Since you walked into your wedding reception to this song, how about we do the song that I walked into my wedding reception?
Oh, yeah, this one.
But it's for Stephanie. Her daughter's getting married this Saturday. Wants to hear something with wedding vibes. I'm going to toss this in for contention.
Okay.
To walk into your reception to.
Okay. So, yeah, Pink, good one. Jagged Edge, another good one.
Uh-huh. Let's get married.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
That also goes out to my parents who are on the road right now listening.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Drive safe, Jim and Diane.
I just liked your fondue fountain. Didn't you have one of those?
Yes.
Little chocolate fountain?
Fun fact, I didn't have one bite of that.
I did.
One bite.
It was good.
I'm still bitter.
It was good.
I'm cranky about it still.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for Jesse McCartney to win those tickets.
Stabby Sarah with a little knife emoji. Good morning, besties.
Hi.
How about turn down for what?
Aww.
She acts so polite.
She is.
Despite her name being Stabby Sarah.
It's all right. We get it. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
It's about to get aggressive.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Matt rolls in. Little picture of his dog. Says, any song you can think of that mentions a dog for her? I don't know if it mentions a dog. It's Snoop Dogg.
Valid. Probably not
Wiz
anything.
Wiz Khalifa. Bruno Mars.
That he was thinking of, but that's okay.
It's all right. It's not his choice.
Sweet picture of the
dog. I mean, it is his choice, kind of, but it's not also. Does that make sense?
No.
All right, Throwback Thursday. We're just having fun. Oh, that's good. We don't care who sees. It's good. Throwback Thursday.
Matt approves, by the way, and so does Matt's dog.
So it's
that's
four.
Really who it was for.
So it's four.
Exactly.
Play for dogs here. Tony the Welder rolls in. I'm pretty sure it's been 4 weeks now since I've heard any Nickelback this radio program.
Keeping track.
I feel some sort of way about that. Can we hit the Nickelback button this week, please? I did say please. Yes, he did. Right. You know what? Look, greatest rock band in the world needs to have some shine every now and then, right?
You hit the button.
I did.
Oh, my God. I love Wieners. I love Wieners.
Telling you, I've never heard that version before.
Underrated, though. Underrated. Underrated. All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 JX. We do it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Thanks to Once Upon a Child for jumping in on that. Someone rolled in, hey, in honor of Jesse McCartney playing the Palace, can we hear Leavin'? Well, yes, of course we can play that.
Oh. What is supposed to happen when you hear Jesse McCartney?
I don't know.
I forget.
I love wieners.
Oh, stop it!
Something
oh
like
God.
That? I don't know. All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX and that be it.
That be it.
That be it.
That what we do.
J-Mac attack coming.
Oh my gosh, did I get it?
You want to go see Jesse McCartney?
I do.
You win.
Get it, girl.
Yay, I won.
All right. What's your name?
Kira.
Kira, what are you doing this morning?
I'm actually at picking up the groceries.
Oh, what'd you get?
For work. I work at a daycare, so I got like a ton of
Oh, okay.
Supplies.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Supplies.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Got it.
All right, Kira, congrats. October 10th, Palace, you're in there, all right?
Yay, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Oh, man, we didn't even get to Raina's JT. She needed it, all caps. I need me some JT, literally anything. Oh, she was just going to leave it up to us, too, dang it.
Oh.
There's so many songs that we're just leaving on the table.
It's okay.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, the good news is we do this every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Throwback Thursday, powered by What's About a Child. Someone asked different generations between the ages of 18 and like 79 who has the best flirting advice. They were trying to look for the best flirting advice from generations. Like boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, right? There were some similarities between all the generations.
Okay.
Basically, everyone, doesn't matter how old you are, wants to be seen, wants to be respected.
Sure.
Wants to be listened to.
Okay.
They want to laugh and have fun. So
sounds that's, like it makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say that's very general, and it crosses the boundaries of all the generations. But like boomers, again, be yourself. Be respectful.
Yes.
That's their flirting advice. Gen X, more be funny.
Interesting and interested.
Yeah, interested. Like, pay attention.
Right.
Yeah, pay attention. Millennials, be friendly and witty. Again, okay. That, kind of that quick sense of humor sort of thing.
Yeah, quick wit. That helps.
Yeah, that helps. Gen Z, complimentary. They want the compliments.
Yes.
Yeah, they want to feel like validated compliments. Be authentic.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of that authentic self. Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to say, yeah, be a jerk. You'll win them over every time. Yeah. No one's saying that.
Yeah, no one's saying, ignore them and they'll like you even more.
Yes, no. It's all in, you know, just make sure that you're being straightforward. You be sweet, funny, throw out some compliments.
Yeah,
you'll be good to go.
So really, I mean, there are a lot of similarities between all the generations. There are some nuances between the older and younger generations, but
above all, be yourself.
Yeah.
If you're trying to create something that you're not, that's going to get found out at some point.
Yeah, flirting. Interesting.
I will say that the last time I flirted, when I picked up my husband,
mm-hmm.
he I think was unaware.
He didn't know
what I was tossing out because he was with his friend.
Sure.
Mickey, and I didn't want him to feel like left out or mm-hmm. ignored. So I'm talking to both of them.
Yeah.
But I'm being a little more attentive.
Like your shoulders were turned towards your husband as
yes,
opposed to Mickey.
Giving him some looks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mickey picked it up. He understood why I was thrown out.
He understood.
My husband
that...
did not.
Okay.
It took him a little bit.
I was very dense to when people might be like flirting with me.
Okay. Well, you worked with your wife first and you were friends first.
Mm-hmm.
So did you understand when that was starting to turn for her? Or did she have to hit you over with a brick in your head?
She kind of had to hit me over the head with a brick.
Okay.
But yeah, I think she left a note on my car.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, okay. She's
Bold
actually
move.
Interested. Yeah.
Bold move.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was, I was always just kind of friendly and I was the friendly, funny guy.
Right.
So that's how I like.
And then they were interested
approached
in friends.
Myself. Yes. Yes, exactly. And so
can you introduce me to Mike?
Right. Right. Exactly. My, right. For sure. For sure. So anyways, there you go. A little flirting advice. I don't know if you have anything that is a solid for you that's worked. You can toss it out there. 502-795-1997.
Got a playbook.
Yeah.
Step-by-step playbook would be helpful.
99.7 DJX. We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly.
So this kind of starts off as a scary situation that played out during Drew Lynch's comedy show in Spokane. Now, you might know Drew from America's Got Talent. He was runner-up.
Oh, he was runner-up. Okay.
Yeah, season 10. Mm-hmm. An 83-year-old audience member named Dick Wendy collapsed out of his chair, having a heart attack.
Oh, geez.
So he stopped the show. Other audience members immediately started tending to him.
Mm-hmm.
Paramedics arrived to take him to the hospital, and Drew was a little overwhelmed.
Oh, hey, everything okay? Oh, no. Hey guys, can we give some space to the people who aren't performing the CPR, please?
You guys all really just came together in a really cool way, dude. You saved that guy's life, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that, they said it was the most powerful example of community and human connection he's ever seen.
Yeah, it's like, how do you go back to doing jokes after that?
You had to take a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to kind of reset or something. Like, that's
give kudos
crazy.
To everybody that acted. There were a couple of ER nurses that happened to be in the audience nearby,
right?
Which was lucky for him. He survived. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is that Drew and some of the other comedians on the show went to the hospital the next day and finished the show for him.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. See the full story and that whole scene play out at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguirre, our injury lawyers.
Now time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah,
a situation if you don't find yourself in.
Sure, if you can manage to make it through the day without serving your death-themed coffee outside a hospital, then you're doing okay.
That feels inappropriate.
Feels a little inappropriate.
Why do we have a death-themed coffee?
Well, okay, it's called graveyard shift coffee.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
It does.
Trying to get you through the graveyard shift, you work overnight, you probably need a little caffeine to keep you up.
That's right. And it's a truck, and it works specifically between like 9 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Okay.
And they target like parking lots of hospital night shift workers and, okay, you know, people who have jobs that require them to be overnight.
When most people are sleeping, you have to be working overnight. So if you need a little boost of energy, come see me.
Yeah, exactly. So the logo is a smiling skeleton wearing green hospital scrubs, holding a cup of coffee.
Okay.
So the Mayo Clinic hospital there in Phoenix said, yeah, you know what? You can't be here selling your coffee.
Oh.
And so they then said, due to our logo and name, we are no longer allowed to serve coffee there, effective immediately.
Now, listen, I understand. It's like you're kind of saying, hey, if you're a doctor or nurse working overnight, I want to bring you back from the dead. You feel like you're dead. You're tired.
Right.
That's
so
what they're going for.
The menu, yes, exactly. I get it. You get it. Sure.
I get it,
menu includes drinks like the Bloody Eye.
Sure.
Formaldehyde.
Oh, okay.
Murder Spice.
Ooh.
So
maybe can we tweak the names?
I don't know. I don't know if they want to do that or not. But yeah, the hospital's like, yeah, keep your deathy themed coffee away from a hospital.
Okay.
We're trying to prevent that from happening here.
Understood.
So I don't know if I don't know.
Not aimed at the patients.
I don't know if
it's aimed at the workers.
Yeah, it's aimed
trying
at the workers.
To keep them alive in the middle of the night. I get it.
Anyways, that's your setting the bar story.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. On 99.7 DJX. It's all in the name. Sometimes.
I mean, they thought they were being cute and clever and they were going to stand out. They did stand out.
They did. Wrong way, though. Congrats, Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, third baby. Their first girl was born.
Oh, she's going to be a princess.
Yeah, her name, Rocky.
With an I.
Yep, Rocky, Irish. And she's already got two sons, RZA and Riot. So, RZA, Riot, and Rocky, I like that. Alliteration.
How cute is it?
RZA, like, Riot, Rocky, and Rihanna.
It's like Poppy, Piper, and Peaches.
Oh, my gosh. Pugs. All of them have R's.
Yes.
Rihanna, Rocky, RZA, Riot.
Wow.
Rocky again.
They stuck with a theme.
They did. It is. It's like your dogs.
It's adorable. Totally like our dogs.
If you get another dog, is it going to have to stick with the P?
Yes. It's going to be Pepper.
You've already decided. Pepper. Hey,
listen, my family, who are psychos, decided. I'm the voice of reason, like, hey, three vet bills? Really?
They're like, what's a fourth?
We went to go get nails trimmed. $200 later.
Oh, wow.
Because we also need a couple of shots for one of them.
Oh, sure. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
So are you thinking of getting a fourth pug?
No!
Pepper?
But the kids were just like, hey, if we got another one.
Pepper would have to be like the Pepper character in Modern Family, played by Nathan Lane.
Probably.
That's funny. All right. Well,
but we still can't deal with Peaches. Can I tell you what Peaches did? She's a year and a half, right? She should be calming down a little.
Should be.
She's not. Just wash the sheets on the bed. I'm making the bed. Mm-hmm. She's right there next to me. Peas on my clean sheets and comforter. And I said,
wow.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I said some other words, too. My daughter heard that. Sure. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, sometimes the dog just wants to make sure that
we're not getting a fourth.
You know that it's there.
The third is barely living.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll play this song, and we'll just congratulate Rihanna again.
Okay. Yes. Oh, is that where we started?
Let's bring it back around.
I forgot.
Let's bring it back around. It's 99.7 DJX. In about a little over a week, Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will be out. And man, she is capitalizing on capitalism with another exclusive vinyl version of her album.
I love how some people are starting to call that out. Hey, cash grab.
Yeah, the crowd is your king. This one just has special little summertime spritz pink shimmer vinyl.
She knows her audience.
She does.
They're going to just eat all this up.
Yep. So it's a way to keep the vinyl industry alive. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, AMC Stony Brook 20 is going to have her movie.
Okay.
So I know it's only being released in certain theaters, but we've got it
here in town,
in Louisville, AMC Stony Brook 20. And we're actually going to have some tickets. They've given us a theater to show the movie. So we're going to have some tickets for that beginning next week. Okay.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a behind the scenes of everything.
There's
going to
be some special footage and
stuff. Yeah, special footage and kind of the making of her music video.
No, there's going to be Travis.
Yes.
There's going to be Travis.
On film.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe get a little a bigger peek at the relationship.
All right. So all that's still to come. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. What else are we missing?
Oh,
there was a winner on America's Got Talent, right?
Yes. So we're not going to say it, but I will warn you, you can see who won. And a lot of the amazing performances. There were some really great, you know, special guest stars that came and performed. And if you hadn't been keeping up with the show and have no idea who any of the acts were this season, I was rooting for, and I just found him just from a video.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Blue is an amazing singer, and he was in, I'll say this, was the top three.
Oh.
So if you want to know all the answers, you don't want to sit through and watch the entire
show.
The highlights, Cliff Notes version.
All right.
And of course, spoiler alert, there you go. It's up at WDJX.com.
All right, good deal. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.